How's it going? My name is Steven Christian. I am a mobile AR developer. I'm a content creator. I'm an animator, comic book illustrator, and I used to play football. I used to be a Division I college athlete. And one of the things that I've really done since I retired from playing football and I had two hip surgeries and recovered from that is I've really started to explore sort of the non-traditional ways to express myself. I found that through comics, I found that through animation, I found that through visual storytelling. I grew up really not knowing what my voice was outside of, you know, using my body and being an athlete. And for a lot of Black millennials, that really becomes the defining factors for a lot of people. And then when that stuff is taken away, those stereotypes are sort of dismantled, then you really have an identity crisis. And so the beauty of that is really, you know, allowing me to add, explore the tech space, explore the art and creative space, and really use my mind in ways that go beyond what I do. And so I've stumbled across augmented reality, and it really became a saving grace for me because it allowed me to marry a whole bunch of different things and really have that impactful experience. And more importantly, I'm in the tech space and the art space because I create content, but I also have an app. I have an app that you could download. And so by that very nature, having an app makes me in the tech space, regardless of if I know how to code or not. And so for my journey, it's really allowed me to explore, as a teaching artist, explore how to empower people, particularly Black people, to go beyond just the page, go beyond the field, go beyond what they do as an entertainer, and see what they can do in this tech space that we have. Creating experiences that are immersive, creating experiences that go beyond what we traditionally think of for Black creators. And so with that, I kind of came up with this course of creating augmented reality apps, augmented reality experiences, and focusing that around activism. Because as Black people, like, there is no defining line between existing as a Black person and fighting for your rights and being an activist. Those are so married together. Because a lot of the stuff that we're seeing really pertains to us just living the best lives that we can without worrying or without the risk of, you know, offending somebody with our Blackness, without the risk of, you know, offending somebody with our hair, without the risk of, you know, coming across as aggressive. Those are the things that people are out in the streets fighting for, you know, where you're walking down the street and the last thing you want to do is deal with racism. Last thing you want to do is deal with discrimination when you're doing the best that you can to navigate this world like everybody else, especially now. And so I'm making this course and I'm making this available for free because there shouldn't be any barriers to how you can express your pain and your frustration. And through augmented reality, you're able to create experiences that encapsulate that to where you don't need words to share a experience. Or to explain an experience, you could create the experience in and of itself through an app, through augmented reality, and you could have it go on to the rest of the world, to where they just go into the app store, they go onto your website, and they could experience that themselves. And so I ask that for anyone that wants to support this project, you could either make a donation on my Gumroad account. You could access it, or you could check out the Patreon and you can make donations there. And I will be taking the proceeds that come from this project, and I'll be donating it to a few of the different organizations that I interact with. You know, one of them is People's Breakfast of Oakland. Another one is the Black Resilience Fund. Another one is Know Your Rights Campaign. And another one is the iUrban Teen Project. And so I ask that one of you support your local Black businesses in your area. Two, donate to a Black organization that is fighting systems of oppression. Three, let a Black person in your life know that you see them, their pain, their struggles, and that you love them. And four, consider supporting my work as I empower the next generation of Black creators in the arts, the tech, and the healthcare field. You can do that by following me on social media, at Illtopia or at Stuckland Island. Or you can visit the websites. I have illtopia.com, I have blacksuperheroesmatter.com, pdxblackrose.com, and I have stuckonisland.com. I know I have a lot of projects, but really, it really comes down to, you know, my work is centered around creating opportunities for Black creators and creating opportunities for Black people to think beyond what their stereotypes are. I was a stereotype. You know, I played football. I was, you know, good at sports. That created opportunities for me to play football in college and travel the world. And often when I tried to go against what was expected of me, it really put me at a crossroads of, you know, do I continue doing the things that are giving me immediate gratification, or do I have the opportunity to invest in myself and inspire others and think beyond just using my body to get ahead in this world? And so, you know, with projects like this, I'm really trying to continue down that path of really using my mind rather than my body. My body's beat up, but my mind is still working and it still has power left in it. It still has that fight. And so by supporting me, you're helping to support really the, you know, the communities that I serve. Having an app for a creator, having an app for anybody, it is really powerful, especially because everyone has a smartphone at this point and everyone has access to the App Store. So you don't have to give somebody a link. You just tell them to download this. It's the path of least resistance for bridging that connection. And for people that sort of are wishy-washy on the idea of creating apps and making it, saying that it's difficult for people to have apps and it's one extra step, one thing that I would encourage you to think about is that our life and the way we interact with our phones are through downloading apps. They're through the App Store. And so for a creator to have 100,000 followers on Instagram and be able to convert those 100,000 followers to 100,000 downloads, that's really impactful. Because it's one thing to have followers, it's another thing to have downloads, because that means that you have tangible measures that you can get support from. And often for Black creators, they've never really had the opportunity to tap into those markets and actually scale them at scale. And so if you have an augmented reality app, you can create augmented experiences that work with your products, and then you have a download component with your app to enhance the products that you're doing. If you have a clothing line, you can create augmented reality clothing to where you have people buy the shirts or people buy the clothes, and then through the augmented reality experience of downloading the app, you shine your phone over the app or over the shirt, and it really unlocks the AR experience. And so not only are you buying a piece of clothing, a piece of apparel, but you're also buying a piece of technology. And so it puts you in the tech space without you intentionally being in the tech space. It's just utilizing that to enhance your work.